We celebrate the birth of Jesus with all these familiar texts, with these beloved songs. It's all very familiar. A question we don't ask nearly as much as we rehearse all this is, why? Why did it happen this way? Right? Why did God have to become man in the first place? Well, why was the Creator united with his creation? Why was a baby born to peasants in a stable? Well, I think a way to help us understand this is something I heard from a great man of God who died last week, a fellow named R.C. Sproul. So I'm going to need a couple of volunteers, and I think I've got them here. So, Sam, I need you to come with me, buddy. So Sam is going to be Jesus for us in this illustration. So Sam, I need you to come over here. And I want you to stand right here. Right here. All right? All right, and then, let's see, I need another volunteer. Let's say, who should I get for a volunteer? You think we should get you, Dad? All right, Seth, come on up. All right, so Seth is going to be here representing the most wicked man who's ever lived. All right. So Seth, I want you to come over, stand right over here. Now, in this building, this is...
Okay, you're not standing in the corner.
So in this building, this is about as far apart as we can get them, right? I mean, we've got Jesus, the perfection of God, and we've got Seth. All right, now need one more volunteer. All right, Annabeth, why don't you? Oh, you want to do it, Sadie? All right, Sadie, come on up. All right, so Sadie, who is? Do you have any nominees for most holy man to ever live?
Other than Jesus.
Paul, the Apostle Paul. He's as good as anybody, right? Okay. So Sadie's going to be the Apostle Paul here. And so what we need to do is we need to figure out on this spectrum from Jesus to Seth, where do we put the Apostle Paul represented by Sadie? So we'll just come over here and we'll say not so fast. Why don't we come this way?
Closer.
Good. In reality, if we were to look at it, the distance between the most sinful man who's ever lived and the most righteous man who's ever lived is like this. It's like, well, oh no, no hugs during the illustration. It's like this, like one step away, right? The most holy man who's ever lived is still, Jesus is kind of distracted here, is still a long way away from Jesus, from the standard of what God has called us to live like. You see this? There still is this gap, and it's a big gap, right? If really, Sadie isn't that much... Jesus, hang on, buddy. Jesus, Sadie isn't that much closer to the perfection that we're called to be than Seth is, right? That this gap exists in every one of our lives. It exists in my life. It exists in your life. You guys can go ahead and have a seat, okay? Thank you. Thanks to our models for helping us understand. All right. Sam, we're done, buddy. Thank you. And what that helps us to see is that if the standard is
We've been called to live the life that's over here in total perfection. And the very best any ordinary man has ever done is one step away from wicked. How do we bridge that gap? How do we close that?
And that's where Jesus came. Right? We talk a lot about Jesus came to die for the sins of his people. And that's true. But he also came to live the life that none of us could live. He came to live the life that's at that end of the room when the best we could do was over here one step away from wickedness. Right? He came to fill that gap, that holiness that none of us have. He was born to peasants in a stable to show that he's the Savior even to the lowest of the low. Because if Jesus had been born as Tom Brady, we might be thinking, holy cow, I have no hope of heaven unless I can be a Hall of Fame quarterback. If Jesus had been born as Warren Buffett, we might be thinking, I have no hope unless I can be the richest person in the world, right? But instead, he was born as a peasant in absolute poverty so that we can see that there's nobody who is so low that he can't save them, so he can be a savior for me. He could be a savior for you. Jesus lived the perfect life that God's law required, the life of total holiness. There was no gap in his life. And because of that, he's able to give that life to us. He lived the life of a true man, exactly as God wanted him. And that's why tonight we gather to celebrate the baby in the manger and to sing these beautiful songs to him.